Hey friend, thanks for joining us for today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled The Telling Room, was written by Marvin Williams. Northern Spain produced a beautiful way of expressing communion and friendship. With the countryside full of handmade caves, after each harvest, some farmers would sit in a room built above a cave and inventory their various foods. As time passed, the room became known as the Telling Room, a place of communion where friends and families would gather to share their stories, secrets, and dreams. If you needed the intimate company of safe friends, you would head for the Telling Room. Had they lived in northern Spain, the deep friendship shared by Jonathan and David might have led them to create a Telling Room. When King Saul became so jealous that he wanted to kill David, Jonathan, Saul's oldest son, protected and befriended him. 1 Samuel 18 says the two became one in spirit, and Jonathan loved him as himself. And though he was heir apparent to the throne, he recognized David's divine selection to be king. He gave David his robe, sword, bow, and belt. Later, David declared that Jonathan's deep love for him as a friend was wonderful. As believers in Jesus, may He help us build our own relational telling rooms, friendships that reflect Christ-like love and care. Let's take the time to linger with friends, open our hearts, and live in true communion with one another in Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Let's pray. Dear God, would you please help us to pursue vulnerable, loving, and authentic friendships that support one another in our deepest pains and celebrate with one another in our greatest joys, but most of all, that challenge us to grow in our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.